I think mostly I stayed angry throughout the writing of that book.
That's writer Terry Kaye describing his state of mind as he wrote Dark 30, a novel about a mass murder and vengeance. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. I reached Terry Kaye in Atlanta, where he works for a utility firm. He grew up on a 40-acre farm in Royston, Georgia. After West Georgia College, he acted and directed in regional theater, worked as a sports writer and film critic for the Atlanta Journal. There was a stint in public relations and as a freelance writer. He was in his late 30s when he wrote The Year the Lights Came On in 1976.
So many writers go back to their experiences for the first novel, and this was about the experience of getting electricity on the Northeast Georgia farm that I grew up on in 1947. I was about 10 years old before we had electricity. And really, I used it as sort of as a device. I wanted to write about isolation, and that seemed to me to be a pretty good device to use.
But writing the book wasn't easy.
I was terrified, just absolutely terrified of the prospect of writing a novel, you know. But having gone through the experience, I can tell you that it's a delightful thing to do.
And what a feeling when Terry Kaye first held his creation in his hand.
It was stunning. It was absolutely stunning. I didn't think I could write that. I really didn't think I could do it. But part of that is because I grew up in a very large family. There were 12 children in the family up in Northeast Georgia. And we were blessed by having a number of accomplished people in the family. And I was the 11th of that 12, so I kept looking in front of me at those brothers and sisters and saying, I'll never be able to do anything like they're doing.
With three children living at home, Terry Kaye must flee his own house in order to write.
I can't concentrate, and I feel much better if I can go to some very cheap motel, close the door and close the shades on the window and turn the typewriter on.
And he can work around the clock for days at a time. Terry Kaye's novel, Dark 30, is a powerful account of the savage mass murder of a Georgia family and justice gone astray. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Georgia-born writer Terry Kaye was motivated by a sense of anger and frustration when he wrote his novel, Dark 30, which tells how the lives of an entire community were forever changed by a mass murder. The genesis of Dark 30 stems from a savage murder incident in South Georgia 10 years ago.
It was a family of six people, really good people, who were slaughtered. And to me, there was a failure of the judicial system to get justice in that.
Then, 3 years ago, a young woman was brutally murdered in a public park.
She was killed in a very obscene manner, what I would consider obscene. The guy that was finally tried and convicted of the murder they did not ask for the death penalty because a juror did not think that it was obscene enough for the death penalty. Well, that made me very angry. So I wanted to write a book where, if the judicial system doesn't work, if it doesn't happen in the courtroom, I think people are going to make it happen out of the courtroom.
In Terry Kaye's novel, Dark 30, the two surviving members of a trio of killers are apprehended and brought to trial. Somehow justice fails, and the retribution is as savage as the original killings.
I was horrified when I heard that, and I thought, my God, that's the most brutal thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But then I started checking around and found that's happened in Georgia, it's happened in Tennessee, in South Carolina. Obviously, it's been around for quite a while.
Terry Kaye insists he does not advocate vigilante justice and is not even sure he supports the death penalty. But
I know that if someone were to come and to slaughter my family, my children, I would want to slaughter them back, I think. I think that's my natural instinct, is to say, wait a minute, I've got to get them back. I think a lot of people feel that way.
That's Terry Kaye. His darkly disturbing novel is called Dark 30. He's also the author of The Year the Lights Came On and After Eli, which he wrote in support of the Mountain People, a kind of response to James Dickey's Deliverance. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.